Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Well, the votes are in, and it was a big night for Team Red in Alaska. In the U.S. presidential race, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris with 140,000 votes to Harris's 102,000. That's a 55% vote share for Donald Trump. And in the lone race for the United States House in Alaska, Nick Begich leads Mary Peltola, 124,000 votes for Nick Begich. That's 48.8% of the vote to Mary Peltola's 113,000, just 45.8%. And in the contests of ballot initiatives, both measures appear to be carrying on yeses. A larger margin for yes on one, an initiative to increase Alaska's minimum wage, provide workers with paid sick leave, and protect workers from practices that violate their constitutional rights. As of 3 o'clock this morning, there were 136,000 votes for yes on one. That's 56.5% of the vote to 105,000 votes no. In ballot measure two, the act that would get rid of the open primary system and ranked choice voting in Alaska. The vote remains extremely tight, 124,700 votes for yes, that's 50.9% of the vote, to 120,000 votes no, that's 49.04%. About a two-point difference with 93% of the votes reporting in Alaska. In local elections, Senate District D incumbent Jesse Bjorkman leads challenger Ben Carpenter. Bjorkman holds a six-point lead over Carpenter with 7,200 votes to Carpenter's 6,200. In House District 6, incumbent Sarah Vance leads Brent Johnson, nonpartisan candidate. Vance has 47.6% of the vote, 4,300 votes, to Johnson's 3,800 with 42.8%. Incumbent Justin Ruffridge in House District 7 appears to be carrying his seat easily with 3,900 votes to challenger Ron Gillum's 2,600. That's nearly 60% of the vote for Ruffridge. And in the lone race without an incumbent candidate, State House District 8, Bill Elam holds a narrow lead over John Hillier, 3,700 votes for Elam, 3,400 for Hillier. That's 51% for Elam and 47% for Hillier. Stay tuned to KSRM for updated election results throughout the day, or you can visit the unofficial results page at RadioKenai.com. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy addressed the state in a social media post in which he conveyed a positive outlook for Alaska in light of Tuesday's victory for Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential race. Dunleavy said he believed that, unlike the current administration, a Trump presidency would acknowledge Alaska's advantages to the country.
Lucky for us, he looks very favorably upon Alaska, which to me, I think is fantastic because we are a small state. We're tucked out of the way up north. And a lot of times people forget we're here, but not this president. He is going to help us really take advantage of our opportunities here in Alaska.
According to the governor's prognostication, a Trump administration, he believes, will help undo Biden-era blockages to the development of Alaska's natural resources.
He sees Alaska's oil resources, our gas resources, our mining resources, our timber resources, our location on the globe, our military, as assets not just for Alaska, but as solutions to the country's problems. So what can we anticipate? I would anticipate very quickly a lot of opportunity being restored to Alaskans. Unfortunately, the Biden administration had about 66 executive orders and actions against Alaska's ability to produce resources. Well, Alaska is a resource state. It's the lifeblood of our state. That's going to change radically now.
The governor added that under Trump, he believes Alaska is closer than ever to the construction of a natural gas pipeline. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.